Welcome to suburban Los Angeles as Michelle Saros sees it, an L.A. of well-to-do Mexican-American teenagers surviving typical high school dramas. Saros is a short story writer, but her newest book is a young adult novel called Honey Blonde Chica. The honey blonde chica of the title is Evelina Evie Gomez, a laid-back surfer girl. I recently spoke with Saros about her book. It's rare that we hear about Mexican-Americans living in gated communities and driving expensive cars like these girls do in this story. Was this a conscious choice for you to present a different look at Chicano culture?
Absolutely. I grew up reading a lot of young adult novels, and being an author and speaker and going into middle schools and high schools, I was seeing a lot of the same books that I read, and they followed a similar theme, and that's the theme I call like the three B's. It was always about barrios, borders, or bodegas, and I wanted to present a different type of life, a life that truly goes on that we don't always see in the mainstream media.
So your story gets going when Evie's childhood friend Didi comes back after living in Mexico for several years, and she's become a completely different person. Will you read us a little bit about the reunion that they have?
Yes, let's see. I'll start. Evie? The woman's piercing white eyes penetrated hers. Evie Gomez? Yeah. Aye, Evie! The woman set her dessert plate on the chair and wrapped her arms around Evie. She was suffocated by flesh, hair, and perfume. A lot of perfume. Evie, the woman explained. I've been asking everyone where you've been. Excuse me? Evie felt lost. Have we met? Evie, it's me, Della. Didi? Evie couldn't believe what she was seeing. This was Didi? Oh, my God, the woman went on. Look at you. Oh, my God, your hair. You were so crazy with your pelo azul.
And that's blue hair.
Yes, that's actually Cancun blue number 32.
Now, the conflict in this book is the universal teenage situation, this clash between different social groups, jocks, surfers, rich kids, glamour girls. Explain to us the two groups that are pitted against each other at the start of this book.
Well, there's one group that as it's mentioned in the book, they were born in California, and the other group are born in Mexico City, and that is a big difference. And the group from California, they're called the Flojos. Flojo is another name for flip-flops, which all the kids wear. And it also is an anglicized pronunciation of flojo, meaning lazy, which, as we all know, flip-flops are a lazy excuse for a shoe. And the other group is a very upper middle-class Mexico City girls, and they're called the sangronas, which in Spanish is something you wouldn't want to be called. But we've shortened it to sangros.
And these girls are rather glamorous, right? They're the ones with the blonde highlights and the sexy clothes, the short skirts.
Yes, they come from the Polanco district in Mexico City. They have money, but they also like to show off that they have money. Whereas the Flojos, they want to sort of play down their status. They wear flip-flops, but they're designer flip-flops. We're talking $100, $150 flip-flops.
I didn't know they were ever that expensive. Did you come from an upper middle class family, much like Evie's?
I came from a working class family, but with parents who really wanted to give us everything possible, from ballet lessons to going to camp. I'd never felt deprived, but I do remember one time being at a mall in San Diego and seeing these girls that looked similar to me, you know, brown skin, dark eyes, but they just smelled of wealth. And I remember being told, oh, you know, they're from Mexico. They come over here to shop. And I'm like, what do you mean they come over here to shop? Well, you know, they come over here just to shop. And that just made such an impression on me that you'd fly to another country, albeit next door, but just to go shopping, you know.
What was it about the girls from Mexico City that was so intriguing for you, being a Mexican-American?
Well, I know for sure, being Mexican-American, fourth generation, I grew up having an idea of what people from Mexico were like, and that was these stereotypes weren't, that weren't always so positive or something you would aspire towards. So seeing these young teenage girls at this particular mall, it really was a contrast to some of the images I was seeing in television. I wasn't quite clear that there was such an influence of money coming from Mexico. I had never seen it as a kid growing up.
Is this your first novel that's actually geared toward a teenage audience?
Yes, and I'm really excited about it because as a young girl, young adult novels really saved me. And I would love for, you know, young girls to read this and have that moment of escape and also get a different view of California life that happens to be with a Mexican angle.
Michelle Saros is the author of the new book, Honey Blonde Chica. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.